From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today, Caína Castillo, a rising pop singer and songwriter from Chicago, who's known for her experimental tunes. For decades, the Chicago music scene has been a breeding ground for prominent artists creating diverse sounds. It's the birthplace of house music, and it has a thriving indie hip-hop scene. One of the city's up-and-coming artists is Caína Castillo. She's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter who crosses genres and creates dreamy soundscapes with her soft voice. And her identity is a huge part of the music she creates. Caína is of Venezuelan and Guatemalan descent, and she celebrates those who often struggle with their identity, like she did growing up. In this edition of How I Made It, Caína tells us about what it was like growing up as part of a small immigrant family, her love for Chicago's vibrant music scene, and the inspiration behind her latest album, Next to the Sun.
My songs and my music, I feel like they're the one thing that no one can take from me. Like whether the government or whatever is messed up and they want to see me fail, or someone wants to see me fail, or someone doesn't like that I even exist in the world. Like the one thing to me that I feel like can't be taken away is my music and my art and what I create, because it's like no one else can make what I make because I'm me. Right under. The album's name is called Next to the Sun. The symbolism that when you're confused, especially me, sometimes in your identity or in your life, standing next to the sun, it's like the illumination, but it's also the pain of it. I say in a lyric, it's the burn and the lesson. When something hurts, it's also what you need to learn. And so Next to the Sun is kind of the culmination of all of that. There's room for plenty in this house. So House is the first song on the project. In my house. It kind of sets the tone and the intention for it. House was written maybe when I was 16. And I wrote it with my high school band at the time. We were like starting to play shows and stuff, and I was just writing a lot. And it has existed for so long, but it probably wasn't until like the last couple of years that I didn't feel comfortable singing it, because I did start singing it before I recorded it. And it's probably some of my most poetic writing as well too. I feel like you could take the lyrics and put it on a piece of paper and it would still be as like relevant or strong. But House is basically a song about immigration. It almost feels like sometimes it feels like a prayer for me, or like it feels like a kid who's just questioning everything. And sometimes like when you're a first generation kid and you're talking about immigration, it can be sensitive. It can be sensitive for many reasons. It could be sensitive because your parents are undocumented. It could be sensitive because you're just scared to talk about it in general, because you're like, I don't know, no one else is talking about this. This was before Trump was even president and before the government was functioning the way that it is right now. You with your walls, you're so proud. You stay so happy keeping all lies out. You like to keep this place so empty. When I talk about the brown hands cooking the meal, I think about my mom helping other families out or cooking for other people. Or when I talk about home and a house in music, it's like I am so welcoming to anyone in my house, and I get that from my parents.
If I could keep it, would you let me in?
My mom is from Venezuela. My mom came to the U.S. to be a nanny and cook. My dad was from Guatemala. I just recently was like, Dad, how did you come? He was like, it was so simple. He was very dad answer. He was like, I just had a friend who knew how to cross the border and we just walked through. I know everyone says that their mom cooks amazing food, but like my mom cooks amazing food and she makes arepas and this thing called pan de jamón, tequeños, but she knows how to cook a bunch of stuff. She and my dad, they threw a bunch of parties all the time. I remember being like five and they would party till they were till 5 a.m. or something, and it would be salsa music, and I remember being young and hating it because it just sounded the same and felt annoying to me. But now that I reflect, I wish that I was like a younger kid who didn't think it was annoying because it was like the only source of culture. But even then, for my parents, you know, like they didn't have any immediate family, so how do you tap into your own culture when you've left all your family behind? My mom would be cooking, they would be playing music, dancing, and that was their way of staying connected, you know, because we don't have an extended family, and in Chicago in particular, it's not like there's a huge community of Venezuelans and Guatemalans, you know, and that's like also what a random mix of cultures that came together to make, you know, me and my brother. So I didn't grow up around cousins or extended family. It was just literally the four of us. I wish that I had more people to tap into to just like be near and understand myself a little bit more. I think when you're around family, you get to understand your identity more, and being older and not being able to have seen those people is very like confusing to your identity, or you get scared that if you do see them one day that you might not be able to relate or that you won't feel like family, you know? So it's scary. Once we moved to Irving Park, my next door neighbor was this girl named Paige, and she's still my best friend. We met when we were nine, and we both were learning and growing up in a very diverse city. So we ended up doing a lot of things together, like would start listening and tapping into a bunch of music all the time together, and both ended up being in this performance group called the Happiness Club. And we both started around the same time. And the Happiness Club changed my life.
There are 18 Chicago students who are changing the game. They are making it positive in Chicago. Please make some noise for the Happiness Club.
I started in the Happiness Club when I was 9. And I aged out of the group when I was about 19.
Got the power to change. I love the things you do.
And the Happiness Club is basically a nonprofit group in Chicago. And kids make up their own dances, make up their own songs. And so you build a whole show together and then you just get to perform it for a year. So I did that for a very long time. And I started out as a dancer and then became a singer in the group. And then when I was transitioning out, kind of just like a songwriter. Happiness Club became the thing that opened my eyes to the world and exposed me to the lives of other kids. And so you start to explore things, you know, you're growing, you want to see the world, you get out there with your friends, you go to different neighborhoods, you go see shows. It's really crazy because I remember being like 16 and going to see like No Name.
Summertime, city lights, shot town, my town, my town. After school matters, like I'm needing a stipend right now. Kindercut parking lot, got caught with the blunt, like wow, wow.
And Saba.
Oh yes, I made it alive. It should drive, get it to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can recognize. Get it to glove is bright.
And this band called the Oh My's. Being like, oh my gosh, I hope I can be that good one day. And it's just crazy. It's like, it was all a very specific time period in Chicago where everyone was amazed by all these kids who were like 18. And you were just like, oh my gosh, like, how can I become as good as them? I feel like my life sums up to like being a Chicago kid. It's like soul rock, nerdy songwriting, because I feel like everything that people in Chicago create has a certain intention. Like, we don't have an industry here. We're not LA or New York, so we're just kind of creating because we have to and because we love to. We all come from being inspired from seeing each other play. We all come from sometimes the same youth organization, or sometimes it's the same neighborhood or the same school, and it translates in a certain way. And I think that my music translates the same too. I think my family likes the music I make. I think they like the shows a lot.
Give it up for my parents right now.
All the influence of all the music and the parties that they threw, I see in my music. It's becoming a part of it. Me doing my take on a salsa song and being like, this bass sounds like salsa music.
Sky could be blue, it can be. Grass could be green.
When you take it out of the song, it sounds like something that my parents would have listened to. So, and super unintentionally too. It's like, it's just what I end up writing.
It's true.
You have to take someone as a whole person. And I feel that way about myself on stage too. Whenever I'm on stage, I'm very prominent about being like, I'm a first generation Latina. If you are here to support me, you have to support me as my full self. I'm not just here for your entertainment. Like, the things I write about, they're real. The things that I write about are me, and you can't detach it.
But know me for my truth. Can be grass could be green, green too. And my love the same as them. The facts, it's true, it's true.
The words of Caína Castillo, known simply as Caína. She's a Chicago-based singer-songwriter. Her latest album, Next to the Sun, is out now.
And my love the same.
This episode was produced by Amanda Alcantara and edited by Fernanda Camarena, with help from Janice Yamoka. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Sofia Palizacá, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Ginny Montalvo and Maya Cueva. Our engineers are Stephanie Lebeau and Julia Caruso. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholtz. Our digital team includes Julio Ricardo Varela. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Fernanda Uriegas. Our interns are Adriana Tapia and Juan Diego Ramirez. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. And the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide.
I'm trying to go over my mom's house and eat her cooking, like, right now. Yeah.
An incident in Nashville that shocked the Latino community. A computer designed to control the entire Chilean economy. A Martian invasion in Ecuador. Radio Ambulante is back with a brand new season. NPR's Spanish language podcast will take you around Latin America to show you the fascinating, strange, and compelling stories of the region. Subscribe and listen every Tuesday.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA...
You might not be able to name any of his songs, but when you hear them, you'll remember you've danced to every single one of them.
Technically, I'm Cuban-American, so I'm already politically incorrect.
My revealing conversation with Pitbull. That's next time on Latino USA.